Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Have you been to Asheville lately? Anyone out there?
Asheville is a great, great place to go. As I said before, it's this time of the year, you either want to get cool by going down to the beach and visiting Sapel Island birdhouses and enjoy the great cottages which overlook the ocean, or you can get in your car and drive north and go up to Asheville and enjoy the coolness of the mountains. They have long, cool springs and they have long, cool falls.
Now, how far is that drive up to Asheville?
It could be anywhere from 2.5 hours to about 3 hours and 50 minutes, depending on the route you take and how much of your foot is on the gas pedal.
Well, that does always make a big difference. But it really is a great destination for a long weekend or even just a regular weekend to take a hop up there from Gainesville.
It is. And if you're going to go, I say you find some place to spend the night. There are a lot of places you can find great accommodations. And you can get more of a vibe of the city. The closer you're into the city, the more you can enjoy it and the more you can see the surrounding areas with very little problems.
Well, I know with your managing the Sapel Island birdhouses, you have a very personal preference for the non-traditional accommodations like B&Bs and vacation rentals. So what really is the difference between like those two?
Well, a B&B is most like an inn. The people that you're going to be seeing every day, they serve breakfast. It's usually the meal that they serve. But mm-hmm. The nice advantage of it is you get to meet the people that are there with you. And you'll get to interact with them, and you'll get some idea from your basic people you share with what activities are actually going on in that city. And they'll be a great source, as well as the hosts themselves, but they'll also be a great source of finding out what's happening in the city and what you may have missed.
And then with the vacation rentals, you're usually renting a house, and you're kind of there, sent there just to be there with you and your travel mates, pretty much. So there's no one really there to give you information?
And that's true. The advantage of a vacation rental a lot of times is just the size of the group. If you're going with a larger group, you may want to go with a vacation rental.
You have the privacy, I guess.
Right. And the smaller groups, you're looking at bed and breakfast because it's usually you're looking at one or two rooms that you're dealing with. So it works better with smaller groups.
I see. Well, we had a great time at the Rite Inn B&B in Asheville. That was a really nice experience.
It's a beautiful historic building. It sits on an acre and it has a large, beautiful house and it also has a carriage house. It was set among the beautiful trees, as well shaded, and a lot of character in the place.
Oh, a lot of character in the place. And the owners there, Bob and Barbara Gilmore, were just fantastic. I mean, you had the history, but you also had the hospitality there. I mean, they were both great.
The breakfast was incredible, and then there were just a wealth of knowledge of the city of Asheville, a wealth of knowledge of things to do and of places to go.
And they are very much the advocates of B&Bs. And we had a chance to talk with Bob Gilmore really about why it's a good idea to choose a B&B for your accommodations when you're traveling, not only to Asheville, but really anywhere. But he certainly talks about their B&B in Asheville. So let's take a listen.
One of the main things, honestly, I do want to plug the B&B industry itself.
Because
you meet people from all walks of mm-hmm. life, good folks. We've been here 10 years, and starting into year 11, and the people that are not welcome back, you can count on one hand. And you see folks that never knew each other sit down at the table. Next thing you know, they're friends, they're lifelong friends. But that's one of the main things. There are some lasting friendships. We've had engagements happen after meeting here. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with the traditional hotels. Mm-hmm. Each has a place. If you're looking for the connection with other folks, if you're looking for a place to use as a hub, mm-hmm. The industry you'll find is not the old share a bath down the hall industry of 30 years ago. It has evolved into where it's a very upscale way to travel without upscale attitudes mm-hmm. and pricing.
And I agree with him on that. I mean, it was so very, very nice to stay at the Rite Inn. I mean, it was very comfortable. They gave us lots of great directions and instructions on how to get to places. As a matter of fact, the first morning we were heading out to the farmer's market and we had our GPS with us, but they gave great directions. So all we had to do was hop in the car and just follow those directions and not worry about the GPS maybe taking us the long way or taking us out of the way. That sometimes those GPS can do that kind of thing. But, B&Bs are great ideas, but as Doc Bill mentioned, they're also vacation rentals, and then they're also the traditional hotels as well, and Asheville has a ton of those. So, of course, all of the hotels that you know about, from Holiday Inns to the Omni and to Marriott's and places like that, to also some special places as well. The Omni Resort has a really great hotel called the Grove Park Inn. that is a really nice accommodation for you to stay there. And one of the reasons why the guests have been staying at the Omni Grove Park Inn for over 100 years is because it really sits atop the Sunset Mountain and features those spectacular views that everyone really loves when they're going to the mountains. And it's really close to the Blue Ridge Mountains and just gives you all of those great views. But now I know everyone knows about this other spot where you can stay, but it's not only a destination for just spending the night, but the Biltmore House is also a destination in itself. The Biltmore House and Gardens has been in the Asheville area ever since 1895, when it was first built by George Vanderbilt. Now, the home now is there for tourists to come, see the gardens, have a great time, walk all around. There's a lot to do. There's also restaurants there. If you want a light bite, you can definitely get something to eat while you're touring around. There's also restaurants where if you want something a little heavier, they have a winery there as well. And of course, the Biltmore Inn is a great place for you to camp out when you are done with all of your trekking around the Asheville area. Now, there are some other neighborhoods and things like that, too, where, you know, you can go as well. Landis, in the first part of our show, talked about West Asheville, which is really becoming a very popular destination in itself, is a historic, thriving area with vintage shops that you can really stop for fashions, as well as a great place for featuring seasonal beers that may be coming out. So there's a lot of activities and a lot of things to do in that West Asheville area. So I say, you know, pack up the car, you know, head to Asheville. And I'm sure, Doc Bill, I'm sure you're going to agree with me on this. And it's not always Sapelo that we want to send everyone to. We can also send some folks to Asheville. But certainly Sapelo is a great place, too. But let's head on over to Asheville, North Carolina. Now, one of the things I want to encourage everyone to do also is go to our Facebook page and like us there, because we have lots of updates that we're doing, lots of information that we're providing, and more information even about shows like the Asheville show that we're talking about now. There's more information there on our website as well at travelbagswithanita.com. You can go there and see our blog. We have lots of information about other destinations as well and things to do, travel tips, and just a host of information. So check out the website as well as check out our Facebook page and like us there. Our journey to Asheville continues after this break, so stay with us, because when we come back, we'll also talk about something very relaxing to do in Asheville as well. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Back in a few minutes.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in. The answer is blowing in the wind.